At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Not a billionaire.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. And a pretty interesting story we have out of baseball coming up in a bit, as well as a breakdown of the Lakers' double overtime win over the Bucks. Why it was bad news for the Bucks and good news for the Lakers. But
just say Doc Rivers would be done. We can do something.
It's not my fault. I'm not shooting the ball at the end. I don't have that alley-oop, and I miss from a foot away like Giannis did. Is a foot away. How did he miss that? Look, I can't go on the floor and put the ball in for him. It's not 1987. I'm not playing point guard for the Hawks and passing to Dominique anymore.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
I have that 1986 Doc Rivers rookie card.
Do you think Giannis came back to the huddle and Doc said, hey, Neek would have made that. Okay, let's get ready for overtime.
You know you're 7 feet tall, right?
You could just reach up and put the ball over the net and put it right in. I don't understand. You're like 13 feet tall. You put your hands up over your head. Just drop the ball through the hoop.
Now, this is where we insert the Frostburg line of, it's science. Right? I mean, that's it. That's all you need to say.
We are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com, I hope you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. But let's get to this out of the NFL first, because this is just delicious. I just love this story. Reports today that the Cowboys are not going to redo Dak Prescott's contract. There is not an extension coming that the Cowboys said, oh, we're going to give Dak an extension. An extension is not coming. And basically, Dak will play this season and become a free agent in the offseason.
Yes, sir.
Now, number one, I hate to say I told you so, but I did.
Jerry.
I told you in the beginning that Dallas's definition and Jerry Jones' definition of all in was, I'm going to run it back with whoever is left on the team, and I'm not going to spend. We are punting on this season, and it's basically a gap year because I'm not putting any money into the team. And then if we don't win this year, well, next offseason, there will be changes. That's Jerry Jones's definition of all in. And I love that Micah Parsons was the first guy to say, oh, we're all in. Like he thought, oh, we're going to be adding all these great, we're going to add Devontae Adams. We're going to, basically, Jerry, we told you when Jerry Jones said, we're all in, this meant I'm not spending this year. That's what all in was. So, you know, the Cowboys, now they realize this, it's like, oh, crap, man, I'm kind of pissed.
So it's kind of the Cowboys version of the in memoriam at the end of it.
Yeah. Hey, look at this.
There goes Tony Pollard. There goes our starting center.
Well, no, we have to redo that because we signed a long snapper, so let's make sure we have that. I mean, look, they didn't bring in anybody. They lost a lot of guys, and the Cowboys are going to be a team that struggles to be in the playoff chase next year. They're not a 12-win team. They're going to struggle to be around 500, but this is what Jerry Jones has decided. It's a gap year. All right, which is crazy because Jerry Jones always goes for it. But what did Jerry Jones say this offseason? He just turned 80. Hey, I'm going to be around for a long time. So basically he was saying, this isn't one of those Super Bowl or bust years. This is a reset year, and we told you that. And it, no. I mean, now everybody started to come around to it and say, oh, all in. Oh, that's not what it meant. Yeah, we told you that. And we also said, and I remember it was about a week and a half ago when I said, watch Dak Prescott. All this talk about wanting to extend Dak Prescott, because extending Dak Prescott was supposed to be done so the Cowboys could spend money on free agents.
Right. Smooth out the deal and all of that. Yeah.
What did I say? What did I tell you? That's not going to happen. And the Cowboys are going to not extend Dak Prescott. And what basically is going to, they're going to go this season. And if Dak stinks in the playoffs again, they're going to let him go in free agency. They will let him go someplace else to be a quarterback. As bad as Jerry Jones wants to stand up on a hill and plant a flag and say, Dak was the guy I drafted, and look at me, first guy to pay a $60 million a year quarterback, because you know he wants to do it. But I told you, the playoff loss to the Niners 2 years ago was really awful for Dak, and somehow it got even worse following his absolute no-show against the Packers. Now, he didn't play defense and let Jordan Love go for a perfect quarterback rating in his first playoff game, but Dak was terrible. And you can be great in the regular season. Dak was great in the regular season, potentially MVP. Last two-thirds of the season, he was on a heater. But it's different, and the playoff meltdowns are so awful that after this season, if Dak doesn't somehow lead the Cowboys to the playoffs and lead them deep into the NFC Championship game, guess what? Jerry Jones is going to say, thanks, Dak, because, and honestly, you look back, you've already gotten the best of Dak Prescott, right? He's on the other side of 30. You've gotten the best Dak, but you have one playoff win. And how? What's the best way to be able to redo the Cowboys and be competitive again? Not paying Dak $60 million. Because if you pay Dak $60 million, you're losing more guys. You're losing more guys. And you have to be able to draft with incredible acumen. And the Cowboys have been being competitive because they've hit it in a couple of drafts, which are great, and they take the right risks and they sign the right guys. But you give Dak $60 million, suddenly forget it. You can't sign anybody. You've already lost enough players, so the best way to be competitive again is, all right, so we don't have Dak. We get another quarterback that's a little bit cheaper. Maybe it's Trey Lance. Maybe it's somebody else. But we're paying a lot less money. We're getting $25 million for a guy. Hell, look at the Bucks winning with Baker Mayfield, and he's going to get $30 million a year, and okay, that's half of what Dak is getting. We can get by with a guy not quite as good as Dak by paying him half the money. And Dak is not going to hold us hostage for this. And so that's the best way to make the Cowboys great in a quicker way is to say, okay, if they're not great this year, see you later, Dak. Good luck. Somebody's going to sign you and give you money because Dak's been a good quarterback in the regular season. But the playoff failures in Dallas are so huge, and they're so top of mind. No matter what he does, it's going to be, but you failed in the playoffs. And if Dak doesn't lead a run, that's it. And I'm telling you, he's going to be gone after this year. And that's the most likely outcome because Jerry Jones has given the Cowboys a team that's not even as good as it was last year when they got bounced out of the playoffs in their first game.
Yeah, I think it cuts both ways, though, right? Because I do think there's the, if you're on Dak Prescott's side of it, one, you're not going to take a lowball offer, right? You're going into year nine of your NFL career, and you're recognizing whatever that next deal is probably your last big deal. You know, is it a big deal? Is it a middle deal? Whatever. All on a theory of relativity here as far as quarterbacks go. And do you feel like you've been done right the entire time that you've been there? And only he knows that for sure, but certainly even coming out of the playoff loss as you're breaking it down. they didn't do their job. He kind of got a little bit of a hall pass this time because the defense was so historically bad. And it was easier. I mean, as much as we love to eviscerate what goes wrong, it was also a very easy opportunity for the media as a whole to suddenly decide that they love Jordan Love. And it allowed them to shovel dirt on your guy Aaron Rodgers a little more. So the narrative shifted over that way as opposed to, hey, Dak and the offense really didn't do a whole lot of anything to stop the bleeding and keep that defense off the field. Whereas we did then and we do it now to come back to it. So for him, a change of scenery might not be the worst. For Mike McCarthy, he's probably in the end game now, we would have to believe, right? Stay of execution for one more year on the strength of three straight 12-win seasons, but also the reality of you're not getting it done there either. Because that's a whole other thing, because Dak can certainly point to Mike McCarthy's failures in, you know, game execution in the final minutes, timeout and clock management and all of those things, you know, that certainly have stunted his ability to finish the job. Again, not absolving him of blame, but just saying that the pie has some other slices cut out of it as well. And there's plenty of other teams, no matter how many quarterbacks get drafted this year. What do we got, 6 in the first round now? Are we up to 7 yet?
Yeah.
7 by the time we get to the next mock drafts next week. But even if we have that turnover, Dak's a guy that'll have suitors. Dak's a guy that'll be able to find another gig. I mean, look at Minnesota with Kirk Cousins for all those years. Right? A lot of money to go for Arthur Blank, who's looking at the football and mortality of it all, and he watched how miserable it was. Hell, Raheem Morris, he had that press conference last week, and he said, yeah, I'm not here if our quarterback was even remotely good. And then Desmond Ridder gets shipped off, you know, for a bucket of balls. And I say that, you know, obviously tongue-in-cheek, but, you know, the low returns on a lot of these young quarterbacks, you don't get the time to work. For the Cowboys, yeah, they've either got to come up with a huge effort this year or he's gone. And if he does, I don't know that they retain him either because they can't franchise tag him.
Yeah.
They can't trade him. All of those things that are normally on the table for a team, if he decides, blank this, I've got an opportunity to go somewhere else, make good money on a structure that is more sane and level than what the Cowboys is and the hype train that follows Jerry Jones, I wouldn't be surprised if Dak had his suitcase and got off at the next stop.
I mean, it's weird to see the Cowboys punting on a season, but that's exactly what they're doing. Jerry Jones has decided, okay, no, for the first time ever, I'm not going to go for it. And it's crazy to see, but he told us. He said, my definition of all in and your definition might not be the same. Okay, no, that's even though he shouldn't have used those words, and I'm going to be around here for a long time. This doesn't fill me with this, it never filled me with a sense of urgency about the Cowboys for this year. Now, again, they're not a good team. Now, they're lucky that their division is terrible, but they're still the second best team by far, talent wise, now to the Eagles.
Yep.
So the Cowboys are going to have to be fighting for a while. Wild card spot, and you know what? There's a lot of improved teams in the NFC now, man. The Bears are going to wind up being a lot better. The Rams have already gotten better, right? The Niners are at the top. The Packers are a Super Bowl threat. The Vikings are going to wind up eventually being better. You got to think at some point, but the Lions have become a really good team. So you are really fighting with those teams. And I haven't gotten to the South yet where, hey, the Bucs may be the best team in that division now, but Atlanta is coming with Kirk Cousins. So now you are sweating it out for the playoffs because that's about the roster you have.
Yeah, remember, the Bears, the last four times they've played in the Hall of Fame game, they've gone to the playoffs that year.
Oh, look
at
you.
Let's go, Canton, baby.
Yeah.
Come on, let's get it on.
But J.J. McCarthy, quarterback in the Chicago Bears. Oh,
who knows? Well, I mean, they're still scouting all of these guys up top.
Sure.
Even if they're just appearances and Poles is mad at everybody.
But look at the
past.
But the Cowboys are just, Jerry Jones told us, and nobody wanted to listen. And it was great because I feel like I could be an NFL GM. No. What Jerry Jones meant was, I'd be an insider. What Jerry Jones meant was this. And he is just absolutely saying, it's a tough message to send to your fan base in March that, hey, you know what? Yeah, this season we're not going to go crazy to be great.
Well,
that's a hard message to send, man.
But looking
that's
at the roster, saying I thought it was good enough. You got rid of your coordinator on the defensive side. You brought in Zimmer, and you get Diggs back. and you're thinking that maybe the defense that you were able to play during the regular season might translate to the postseason. But how many times have we seen the rope-a-dope by squads? Go back to Bill Belichick against the Rams in the Super Bowl. Yeah, where do they get a load of me? I mean, he went full Joker. He went full Joker and then ran zone on him and confused them all. So you're able to do that. And if your defense can't get a stop, no matter what Dak does, he's not superhuman. Like, we've seen this. Some great numbers. Some great touchdown to interception ratios. But it come playoff time, he's mid at best.
And in Dallas, it's different.
Right,
it's different when you're that
star
bad.
Matters.
I'm telling you, he's entering his last year as the Cowboys quarterback because he's not going to lead them deep in the playoffs, and the Cowboys will have a new guy next year, and it's going to be, we're excited that Cooper Rush is going to pick up the mantle. We love Dak, but this is our guy. Trey's already here, too. We enjoy Trey Lance, and Zach Wilson, he may play some good football for us, too. So there's that.
I'll just always remember one of the first conversation I had with my ex's dad, Swedish, retired transplant surgeon, all of this stuff, but loves American football. Mm-hmm. They settled in Dallas long, long ago. We're sitting around. He goes, we'll never win another Super Bowl so long as Jerry Jones is the owner. The man has been right for nearly 30 years.
And your dad, your father-in-law said, you can change your mind. You can change your team, but I'm still free. Don't take a chance on the Dallas
exactly
Cowboys,
right.
DJ. Exit out by DeFresca. Exit Swollen Dome. I'm telling you, get ready. Wave goodbye to Dak Prescott. This is that year for the Cowboys.
Jets.
Coming up next, hey, the big things to take away with LeBron, the Lakers, Giannis, the Bucks, and maybe it's time to talk about collusion with somebody we've never talked about collusion with before.
Ooh.
It's next right here, Jason and Mike Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week, we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who can help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. We'll get to the breakdown of the Lakers win over the Bucks coming up in a couple of minutes. But I want to ask this. After the biggest news in baseball today, finally the last of the great free agents is signed.
Yeah.
Can you prove collusion against Scott Boras?
No.
Okay? Because here you go. In this offseason, now, Scott Boras had five high-profile clients. The four of them were the biggest ones, you know, big ones, not Otani, obviously.
Yeah, sure.
But he had four of the biggest, and Cody Bellinger, Blake Snell, Jordan Montgomery, and Matt Chapman. All these guys, right, were going to make big money. Everything was coming their way. And now, with Montgomery signing today with the Diamondbacks, which, boy, I'll tell you, the Diamondbacks have had a really good offseason, you're looking at contracts now where Cody Bellinger, 3 years, $80
million. Matt Chapman, out after each year, yeah.
Right? Matt Chapman, 3 years, $54 million. Blake Snell, 2 years, $62 million. Jordan Montgomery, 1 year, $25 million. None of these guys signed with Scott Boras to sign these contracts. Scott Boras has always been, no, I will get the most money possible for you from teams. I'm going to pit teams against each other. I'm going to lie. I'm going to do all of these things. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to get you 7 years and $300 million and all sorts of things. Coincidence that these guys sat out there longer than anybody until they had no choice but to sign for less money and less years or risk missing the season. Because they want to hit free agency again so they can make a lot of money. Mm-hmm. But here they are. And all four of these guys, you would think, Blake Snell, two Cy Youngs, he's going to get a big deal. Nope. Cody Bellinger redid his career. Nope. Matt Chapman, really good. Nope. Jordan Montgomery. No. None of these guys are getting more than 2 or 3 years. A couple of them got Montgomery got 1 year. Not at all what Scott Boras has promised his clients, what you've gotten in the past. So I ask you this. They all sat out until the very end. Collusion against Scott Boras because teams have had it with him being able to take them for a ride or say, we could say we're interested in a guy, but all he's going to do is hold it up and try to go to somebody else and then bring it back here. And you know what? We're done with it. So, but not one team has said, hey, nobody else wants Blake Snell. We'll go in for him. Any coincidence that these four guys are out here all the way till the end so teams can gain a little bit more of their bargaining position by saying, hey, it's not what you wanted, but you want to play this season, right? So come here and sign, and you can play this year, and then you get another bite at the apple next year. Collusion against, can you prove collusion against Scott Boras?
I don't think you can prove it. I mean, I like where you're going with this.
Oh, yeah, I love theories like this.
Because unfortunately, every one of these guys has warts. Don't forget your guy, J.D. Martinez.
Oh, mixing sure.
In there.
Yeah.
Right when we start
That was okay because the Mets got
well, but we talk about his age and everything else.
Yeah,
but he's
36.
Another Boras
sure.
client if
sure.
we're going to go down that road.
Yeah.
And yes, because he's on your Mets. But he was never
expected to receive a long-term big
well,
deal like these guys were.
A couple
were.
Of years, though. The rest of these guys, I could say, well, Bellinger, okay, it's 1 year. You'd had a couple of really down years. Where you were barely crossing 200, striking out half your plate appearances, you looked lost, and that guy that was once upon a time the rising star seemed gone. Blake Snell, we did the argument on this show repeatedly.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So, Major League Baseball owners and GMs, thanks for listening across 400-plus affiliates nationwide, the global podcast on the iHeartRadio network. We appreciate you. We love you. You listened.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get duped by his contract year nonsense. And they didn't. Montgomery, same thing. Good year.
Yeah.
Not great.
Right.
To where you're going to break the bank for him.
Yeah.
Other than the fact that he throws with his left hand.
Sure. But here's the thing. Individually, you just gave me great reactions for all four of these guys. But all four of them, all four Boras clients... I mean, come on, that's a lot. That's a lot to believe. All four Boras guys.
Absolutely. But in the end, I can do business with whom I want.
Yes.
And not.
Yeah.
Find me a paper trail.
But everybody's...
I think it's going to be easier to find the $500,000 wire numbers from your other story than it is to prove these guys said, yeah, whatever on Boras.
You think Masuhara bet, hey, none of these guys are going to sign before March 1st.
What do you think the odds were going to be? What do you think that parlay
made? None of that was all we've just decided not to do business with Scott Boras? I mean, look at the Mets. You haven't talked about this. He's got Pete Alonso, right? And do the Mets want to lose Pete Alonso? Of course not. Have the Mets made even any inkling to reach out and say, hey, let's do a deal with Pete Alonso so he doesn't hit free agency? No. David Stearns has said, hey, I understand Scott Boras likes to take his clients free agency. We look forward to talking with him at the end of the season. Wait, nothing, hey, we want to try to sign Pete. We want to try to sign him. We want to try to sign him.
But
they won't even try to sign their own guy. They know Boras. Hey, Boras is going to take the guy to free agency. We're not even going to do it. Well, we're not going to engage him.
But you might have, you know, that cursory, all right, just checking in. That doesn't lead to anything substantive. And the better narrative is to say, we understand the rules of engagement with this guy. And you move on. And maybe just for one off season. And collusion is really nice, right?
It is. I'm telling you, it's...
Go back to all these... People have the right to say, you know what? You lose.
Yeah, but it's too coincidental. It's too... That all of these guys...
You got to prove
very high profile. And the other part is that... And here's the other part of collusion, is that are you going to get to the point where players are going to go, ooh, I don't know that being with Scott Boras is going to get me paid. Maybe I want to go with somebody else who's got a better relationship. Well, other teams are going to bid on me. And yes, if I take an extra less couple of million dollars here for an extra year of my contract, is it really worth it? Like, am I okay signing for 7 years and $240 million when Scott Boras wants to hold out for 10 years and $400 million? No, maybe Scott Boras is not my guy to get me paid. And that's a big thing now.
Well,
because
especially if I'm a reclamation project.
If I'm Pete Alonso, I'm wondering, I just watched all these big clients go out and not get paid. Do I want to stay with him?
Yeah, but he's at least got a long-term proof of concept. With these other guys, each one of them, as we just went through, there's a reason not to sign them.
Yeah, but they're all young enough.
But the proof of concept of, hey, you haven't done this for a couple of years. Am I giving you $100 million guaranteed for Cody Bellinger right now?
But that's free agency. No. Hey, the best guys out there still every year get paid because, okay, you're hoping to sign somebody in free agency.
Yeah, but I think the rules of engagement have changed in a lot of that, and not just because the Scott Boras' picture shows up when the phone rings.
Yeah, but lots of other guys got paid and got contracts that these guys were better than. Okay, well, no, we're okay with it. Wait, don't you want Cody Bellinger instead of making a trade with the Brewers? Yeah, no, I'd rather have Cody. No, we'd rather make that trade with the Brewers. Oh, okay, great. All right, fine.
And Bellinger, tough, man. You know, in the end, might have said, I want to play in Chicago again.
He might have.
Maybe.
But if that's the case, Scott Boras is going to say, well, I don't want you as a client. If you want to stay, somebody else get you that contract.
I'm still getting my percentage. I'm okay with that.
But he's about power, and he's about, look what I can do for you.
Yeah, but guess what? Sometimes
and he's not that way anymore.
There's winds of change.
You know what I almost feel like? I feel like he's living the path of David Falk, who at one time was the most powerful
agent
in all. He had Jordan, and then what happened? Then his agents got less powerful. He fell off the face of the earth. Like, suddenly no one even talked about David. And the only time you saw David Falk between like 2003 and now was when the guy from the newsroom played him in Air, right? That's the only time. Oh, I remember David Falk.
Hey, how about that?
That's kind of cool. The guy who was the jerk, Jane Fonda's son, played him in Air. So I feel like Boras is kind of heading down that same road where, hey, this is a big deal. Hey, this is not just, hey, collusion. This is other players going, if I want to get paid for the longest time, Boras was the guy. Now, I don't know if Boras is the guy because he couldn't get these guys paid. Blake Snell's won the Cy Young Award. You think a guy's Cy Young Award is going to get paid? No, not getting paid.
That doesn't carry forward to this
paid.
Year.
I could be Pete Alonso's agent. It's so obvious he's going to the Dodgers.
What happens when...
That'll be a trade. You'll trade us Yamamoto for Pete Alonso.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. But what happens if and when he does sign with the Dodgers? Will you abandon the polar bear?
Oh, no, I've already said goodbye. Once he signed with Scott Boras, I said goodbye.
I might wear an Alonso Dodgers jersey.
Jason's going to go
goodbye.
To the home games here at Dodgers Stadium if he's allowed in.
Pete!
Stand in the corner and eat nacho helmets.
No, I was in
he's been eating from the same helmet all game and staring at Pete Alonso.
I went to the game last year when he had two home runs against the Dodgers. No, but I've said goodbye because once Scott Boras signs a guy, I understand... My guy is going to free agency. And when he goes to free agency, he's likely not coming back. So once that happened, I'm like, okay, I've said goodbye to Pete. Whatever he does this year, great, but I know he's not going to stay.
Yeah, I would just say for Scott Boras, for this year, he chose poorly. The guys he was representing trying to get long-term deals.
But let's see what happens next year, right?
You think Major League Baseball's going to investigate it?
Hey, because you know what that does? That keeps the salary. Salary keeps down. Salaries stay down. And the owners get to keep more money. The deserving owners get to keep more money. And Rob Manfred can help the owners out keeping more money. Yeah.
Over or under?
Yeah.
Stress eating nacho helmets.
Oh, for me this year?
No, when we get Alonzo.
Oh, I will just eat nacho helmets. I won't stress eat. I'll just eat. I mean, if he leaves, he leaves. And what can I do? At least I get nacho helmets.
By the way, when did the Mets come into town? Because we will have to go to the game.
It's very soon, actually.
Yeah, they actually come in early. They come in early this year.
Well, let's see, shall we?
And they go to Anaheim. Oh, I'm going to go to all the games in Anaheim.
Oh, do they?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to get sit in the dugout in Anaheim. $20.
Let's see.
$20
for
the
Mets series, Mike. I had two tickets on my front seat in my car. Somebody broke it and
broke it and left four more. Oh, that's funny. Yeah,
so April 19th through 21st.
Yeah, they come in early, and then they're in, and then the Mets are in Anaheim.
Well, that's not really baseball.
Dude, I can go to a game, get Jersey Mike's delivered to
get
me in the dugout.
And get out.
I could sit next to Carlos Mendoza.
You might be able to play in that game.
I might be able to, well, I don't know.
You might be able to play for the Angels. Game.
I don't quite have the range for shortstop anymore, but second base. No, I give you a couple of good innings at second base, sure. I'll give you that.
All right.
Yeah. Pinch run a little bit, coach third. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Saturday, April 20th is a Walker Buehler bobblehead doll game.
Mets,
that
yeah.
The Fox game?
FAS1, yeah. Mm. Pretty good series for you when the Mets come to Anaheim.
Yeah, I'm going to go both games, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah,
in August.
So you can get the trading card pack from Topps on the Saturday, and then the Sunday is a D23 Mickey Mouse bobblehead.
Yeah,
the first 23,000 in attendance.
Buddy.
And if you go Friday, you get a Rally Monkey hand puppet.
Oh, wow.
Look at him. He's okay. Glorious.
And boy, some leftover Ohtani pillows.
Boy, the Angels.
There's going to be a lot of Ohtani pillows.
Angels have a lot of giveaways this year to get.
Oh, they got a lot. There's a belt bag on the 16th.
They got a lot coming.
Short sleeve shirts and so many other things.
Look, the Lakers win double overtime against the Bucks tonight. We'll have more on the Bucks part of it coming up in a few minutes. But, you know, the Lakers win, and it's a great game. It's a great defensive effort by Anthony Davis at the end of regulation. Austin Reeves with a triple-double. And there's two takeaways from this, one short-term, one long-term for the Lakers, is that are they heating up now? Yeah, they're playing pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
4-1 their last five games without LeBron James. Are the Lakers better without LeBron James? No, they're better with LeBron. So let's just stop that right now.
No, that's a better story.
No.
Get
but
that up on a
stop.
Story. It's clickety click, 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 click.
We don't
click,
need
click.
LeBron. That's just being stupid.
They don't need him. He looks better in that jacket and knit cap.
It was weird seeing him argue fouls on the court when he wasn't playing, wearing a varsity jacket and a red woolen cap. That's a technical, I think. I'm pretty sure that's a technical, but no. He's allowed on court at the end of the game, just arguing whatever he wants to say at the end of the
varsity.
Game.
Varsity.
What do you know about fashion?
I will say this. I know I'm not wearing a knit cap indoors because it's not 0 degrees out.
It was outside.
No, he's inside. He's inside
in
the
hair.
Neither do I. I'm fine.
Hey, you don't know where that hairline was today.
Short term is this. Are they better without LeBron? No. But it's good to see that when he doesn't play, they can step it up, whether it's a short term without him for if he gets hurt or if he's missing a couple of games in the playoffs. They can play pretty well. They can beat a really good team on the road. That's great news for the Lakers short term. Long term is this. If I said to you a year or so ago, hey, what would the post-LeBron era look like with L.A.? You would say, man, that looks really difficult. That looks really difficult. But since the trade deadline last year, their commitment to bring in younger players, you don't know how much longer it's going to last the LeBron era. But when it does end, boy, I feel much better about the Lakers and the post-LeBron era than I ever did because they brought in young talent. You're still going to have an older AD, but you're bringing in a new one to take LeBron's place. I feel much better about them, the supporting cast, when LeBron walks away than I ever did, and that's two big, big check marks for the Lakers.
Yeah, I mean, you see how well he still plays on the offensive end, but you give up so much defensively, right? You might steal a game against the other teams near the top of the West, right, which we can all just say they're a lot younger and they love to go up and down the court. So in a 7-game series, probably not the best. But for a single night, yeah, with LeBron, you can still get it done. But once he's gone and you cycle out and the new leader alongside Anthony Davis is a 28-year-old guy who still gives you a good mm-hmm. defensive effort most of the time, and it's funny, we're watching a replay of LeBron barking at an official during
a timeout bet
right now. but you saw what Austin Reeves did, right? Second career triple-double or of the season, I should say. D'Angelo Russell came up big late, and they doubled the Bucks at the free throw line in terms of their attempts. So actually, yeah, 32-17 was the final. And Giannis was one of six, missing a couple down the stretch. LeBron also seen counting off like he's a referee when he was at the line. But yeah, life after LeBron would be fine, right? You get to reset that, find another star or two, right? And round out your roster. Eventually, you'll actually have draft picks again after the moves you made. So that's good. And yeah, short term, you can take a game. And when Doc Rivers is on the other side, you're never out.
Exit Albata Fresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. So as good as it is for the Lakers, boy, panic button being pressed for the Bucks tonight. We'll have more on that. Plus, our final thoughts on all the big NFL changes that came in today. What's the best one? We'll tell you. This is Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
PM Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. We'll get to the NFL rule changes coming up in a minute, but, you know, we talked about the Lakers' double overtime win over the Bucks tonight, and it was a great night for the Lakers, and everything looks great, and LeBron is not getting technicals, complaining about foul calls on the court when he's not playing. But this is like panic button time for the Bucks, because this was another close game in the Doc Rivers era that they were not able to close. They are now 0-4 in the Doc Rivers era in games decided by 3 points or less or in overtime. And this was the reason they went out to get Damian Lillard. That in games like this, he was going to be the guy making the shots and being the difference maker. And what happened tonight? Giannis couldn't convert an alley-oop a foot and a half from the basket. Lillard gets his game-winning shot blocked by Anthony Davis, who sends it back in his face. And the Lakers, without LeBron, win in Milwaukee in overtime. Just a couple of weeks after they had won in Milwaukee when Damian Lillard had his game-winning shot blocked by Spencer Dinwiddie. This is like, hey, it's panic button time. Because when the Bucks can get out big, they win, right? They're great front runners, man. They're like when the Warriors would do that. And hey, when they don't have to worry about being challenged, hey, they can get out there big. They can do whatever they want to. And Giannis and Lillard can control the game. But when they have to play a close game, look what happens. They can't pull games out at the end. And how do you not pull this game out at home? You give up a 19-point lead in the fourth quarter
to a team without LeBron James and you can't find a way to win despite the fact you have a big three that anybody else in the NBA would want to have. Giannis, Lillard, and Middleton. Anybody, any team would want to have that as their big three. And you couldn't win this game? This is not early part of the season. We're trying to get used to Damian Lillard. You're talking about 10 games left, and you get to the playoffs when things are difficult, and you have to execute the end of games. And I'm seeing the same problems that the Bucks had the end of last year when they had to go out and get Damian Lillard. This is like panic button time now.
Well, the fact that Lillard and Middleton combined for a 13-for-44 night, and only really Anthony Davis dominating on the other side. Like, look, you got some run from Hachimura, and eventually from a scoring perspective, box score filling for Russell and Reeves. Just talking about the defensive effort, because they had a lot of wide open shots, right? You saw some pretty good ball movement. The Giannis play at the end where he anticipated getting blown up by Davis and tried to do a George Gervin finger roll was problematic. Tomorrow will be interesting for the Lakers. Do they switch out? Does Anthony Davis get the Letterman
they
jacket?
Tag it. They tag in.
Since
and AD will wear the same clothes. He'll wear the same varsity jacket and same red
that would be good.
Woolen hat that LeBron had.
I think that would be a good look.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we'll get to see Milwaukee against the Pelicans on Thursday. They haven't figured out close games, and it's more Doc Rivers. But also, this didn't need to become a close game. Like, how do you stop the fourth quarter collapses? Right. It's the same question they're asking in Clipperland these days. Like, wait, we have these big leads, and why are we not able to sustain? Ty Lue called his team soft yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Doc did the same tonight.
Twitter, and how about a Fresca Mike at Swollen Dome? Now for the NFL. We saw four big rule changes today. I told you how much we love the fact that, hey, it's great that you're going to be able to review roughing the passer and hits out of bounds now, the penalties that need to be reviewed the most. Awesome. Pushing the trade deadline by a week to November 9th. Okay, not many teams are going to wind up saying, oh, now we'll make a big trade by 1 week. No, it's not going to happen. Two games on Christmas Day. Okay.
All right. Yeah, let's go.
As long as you're having them at night, that's fine.
Fight the NBA.
But mainly, yeah. I like this because this is getting close to my big prediction years ago that we're going to have NFL on every day of the week. Because what did I say? The toughest day to have an NFL game is on Wednesday, right? We already have Sunday Monday, and Thursday. Saturday we have already when college doesn't play. If you're playing Monday, you could play Tuesday, right? Because same kind of week. And if you could play Thursday, you could play Friday. So Wednesday is the toughest day, but now we got two Wednesday games. Yeah, buddy. NFL every day.
Yeah.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Take Saturday off. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Remember, we did have that Ravens-Steelers game that played on a Wednesday afternoon during COVID.
Oh, yeah. We had Tuesday afternoon games.
Yeah, we had them all, proof of concept.
We had them all. And I'll tell you, I would give back weeks of the NFL regular season. I'd give back weeks if you could say, all right, give me at least two games a day every day of the week except for Saturday, and Sunday would be the bulk of the games, obviously. But if I get two games Monday, two games Tuesday, two games Wednesday, two games Thursday, and then two games Friday, right? So that's 10 games. And then you have the other six, the other five, whatever it is on Sunday. You got four games on Sunday. Come on, man.
Look at
how great would that be?
Cruising
how
through weeks of live content, reacting to games. No, I'm with you.
You know who would hate that? Fantasy, though. Can you imagine? It's a week of games
daily fantasy all the time. But look, when it comes down to it, expand the pie. They'll play any day of the week, anytime, anywhere, all comer.
Expand the pie.
Exactly.
Exit out by DeFresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Our best of podcast goes up in about 10 minutes. Check it out on iTunes. Subscribe, rate us. We'll love you forever and ever and ever. Coming up next, my buddy Ben Maller. You are listening to Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.